Hi, everybody. It is noontime on May 14th, 2018. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thank you so much for listening. We have a nice show for you today, like we always do, but this one's good because it brings back an old friend. Lindsay Petlak, who has been on before, is a Golden Apple Award-winning educator, 2002, okay, when she was 11, and Golden Apple Teacher of Distinction in 2012. Obviously, every 10 years, she gets a Golden Apple, okay? 15 years of educational experience in the classroom, district, consultant, and corporate levels, and she's today the National Educational Consultant for ETA Handamind, old friends of the show, okay, training teachers, coaching classrooms, alongside students and everybody. We're going to talk about ETA Handamind's new Daily Math Fluency Program. Daily Math Fluency Program. How do you become fluent in math? We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. We shall tweet it out over at EduTalk Radio, like we always do, and you can friend us on Facebook over at EduTalk Radio. Go over and check out our other website for our new magazine, Accessibility, Compliance, and Equity in Education, ACE. Okay, it's over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. You can get a free subscription to our digital publication, which will be out on June 4th. We'll pop it right into your email box, okay? Put your email in there. We won't share it with anybody. But accessibility, compliance, equity are key things these days, and we decided to devote a whole publication to that on a quarterly basis, and also the website will have lots of great information for you, okay, no matter where you are in that education spectrum, okay, be you a superintendent, a classroom teacher, whatever you might be, special ed, guidance counselor, whatever. So check it out, ace-ed.org, and sign up for a subscription. I know Lindsay is now racing to her computer to do just that, right, Linz?
Absolutely. I already checked it out. I checked it out last week, and I'm super excited. I think this is great, and it's going to reach so many people on such absolutely imperative topics. So bravo.
They are. They are. Thank you. I accept your bravo, and thank you very much, Ms. Petlak. Okay, how are you, Lindsay? What's been going on? Yeah, it's been a while since you've been on the show. Any more golden apples? Oh, no, we're not.
No.
Wait a minute. We're not up to 2022 yet. You only get them every 10 years.
Yeah, no more since then, but lots of busy goodness in the field of education. I think the last time I was on was an article I had written for Scholastic about five classroom items I'm glad I ditched. And then today I'm super excited.
Oh.
Yeah, and today we're talking about math fluency, which is a super important topic right now in education as well.
It truly is, and I only wish I had it or they had it when I was in school. Because all I remember about math, and so help me God, this is the truth, Linz, you're going to die laughing. The teacher would draw, fourth grade, let's say, the teacher would draw a circle on the board and put 1 through 10, like a clock kind of around the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle, she would put like a 4. So that meant if she pointed to like the 4 was in the middle, so she would point to 2 and you had to scream out 8. That was the way I learned my multiplication tables.
Right. I don't know if you ever had, we had something called the Mad Minute, okay? Anyone who has done these, I think, probably has PTSD to this day, like Mad Minute PTSD. And it was just, you know, memorization, timed, timed tests. And it really created a lot of anxiety. And the true downfall is you're not really learning the math. You know, it's if you're just memorizing and you're not using strategies, the problem is that math fluency and number sense is the foundation of everything in math. And so if you're a student that's just sort of memorizing to get by, what happens is there's gaps and holes in a really weak foundation. And I know I've taught every grade, K1, 2, 3, and 4, in that order. And where I saw this most was when I was in those upper grades, like fourth grade. And it might seem like a student was having trouble with a more difficult skill, like, let's say, multiplication, division, fractions. But if you really looked at what the problem was that they did not have a good foundation in math fluency. And so that's what Daily Math Fluency, our new product by ETA Handamind, that is what we are aiming to solve.
Well, it looks like you've done it because I'm on the website. Let me say the website again. It's hand, then the number 2, hand2mind.com. And then if you go along the top and just you'll see programs as an icon, you click on that and it'll have Daily Math Fluency over there, everybody. So it's hand2mind.com. Okay, and the company's been around for a long time and it has a great reputation out there. Have you been with them for a real long time?
Well, I actually did some work for them years ago, going out in the field, training teachers, speaking at conferences, and then more recently, I've been with them for the past 2 years in my current role. Doing some of the same stuff, also getting into some fun new things, working with other teachers, helping bring new products to market, and, getting out and training teachers, getting in classrooms, and it's just really, really wonderful. It's a wonderful company. And they make
really great
resources.
I agree. They are they still in Illinois? Are you in Illinois?
Yes. We are located in Vernon Hills, Illinois. It's a northern suburb of Chicago.
Right.
Yeah. Family owned business. Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you live right around there? Because I used to live in Deerfield. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I live a little bit north of there. I live in Antioch, so that's north of Gurnee. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know just where it is. And after Deerfield, we lived in McHenry, so we kept moving further out. Eventually, we made it to Wisconsin, I guess. We were kind of close to the border right there. Okay, but I know that area pretty well. And I know ATA, Hand to Mind, is really a terrific company. I hope people check it out even beyond the math fluency. And, that's an interesting term. This is I'll read this off the web. Daily Math Fluency is the year-long ready-made solution for developing efficiency, flexibility, accuracy in your students' grasp of basic math facts in less than 10 minutes a day. This is not bad. Okay, teacher-developed, classroom-tested, Daily Math Fluency activities are designed to enhance your current math curriculum. Okay, while supporting core instructional time, five components of numeracy, I love this, flexibility, efficiency, accuracy, creativity, and mental math. And I got to ask you something. I was on the website a little before the show began, and I saw under how it works, I scrolled down a little bit, and to how it works. And I know that each hand of mine is good with manipulatives, and there's a picture of an abacus. And I was wondering if an abacus is part of it.
Well, actually, that's it's a little bit different than an abacus. That is called a Reckon-Rec. And so whereas an abacus is made more for that one-to-one counting, the Reckon-Rec is a tool that really helps with the concept of subitizing and other ways of seeing numbers without having to count each and every bead on the rack.
Cool. What did you use the word subitizing? Did I hear that?
Yes, I just did. So subitizing is a skill. I know. Again, you know what, Larry? We missed out.
We did.
We missed out.
No,
growing up.
Right.
So subitizing is the ability to see a quantity without having to always continuously count one-to-one. So you might be able to identify five marbles or what five dots on the dice look like or five little counting bears. And getting children, even starting that at a very early age, can then impact them for fluency when they get more into an official school setting. And, that's part of – I know I did not learn math this way, and I was not even taught to teach math this way. And so we find that that's the real crux for most teachers. They know this is needed for their students. They see the gaps. And they see what happens when you don't have that math fluency, but we don't really know where to start because we didn't learn this way and we weren't taught to teach this way. And so that's why we created Daily Math Fluency. We provide everything the teacher needs in a super simple, quick, like you said, 10 minutes a day. It works with whatever you have. Yeah, it's supplemental. We don't want this to be laborious. We want you to be able to take our number strings and our math talks and simply but effectively implement them in your classroom. And for administrators, they love this just as much as teachers because if you come and unfold yet another huge program or something that's so complicated or doesn't have all the resources you need, it's sort of setting your teachers up for failure, right? This is grab and go. It's turnkey. It's something that can work with whatever they're already doing in math. It doesn't take a lot of time, and we we know teachers may not know exactly how to go through a number string, which is a string of problems that, build upon a specific strategy. And we know that teachers may at first be a little bit uncomfortable leading a math talk because we didn't do that. And so we've provided the problems and talking points for teachers. We've provided examples and illustrations of how to use the Rec-N-Rec and some problems you can pull up on your Rec-N-Rec or tin frame or picture and dot cards so that you and your students are being exposed to and practicing with a variety of strategies and a variety of those math manipulative tools.
It's really interesting, and you brought up a good point. You know, just like kids, and we all were kids, teachers, especially elementary teachers, don't have to teach everything. Okay, they really just, like me, I was a history teacher. I had to concentrate on that. Okay, but most people have a fear of math, if I may. Okay, we take the old excuse, I'm not good at math. Well, of course, you just have to work harder. Teachers are no different than other human beings. Okay, yet they're the ones who have to teach it. So we want to give them everything we can to make sure that they can teach math, literally teach it so kids learn it, become fluent in it, if I can use your words, okay, without fear and with enjoyment, okay, like they teach other subjects, all right? I'm not saying every teacher is bad math, but that fear of math exists throughout everybody, okay, except mathematicians. So this is really good stuff, Liz. Am I right? Do you find that the teachers are a little bit reluctant on math?
Yes, well, and especially it depends on what resources you have, you know, and also time in the day. I mean, our day keeps getting more and more filled with academic tasks, social emotional learning, all of the needs of our students that go beyond the classroom. And so it's like you need something that's super effective for accuracy, efficiency, and flexibility with those math strategies and facts, but that doesn't take a ton of time because they're not going to give us any more time during the day to do it, you know. And so that's also part of the reason we know teachers already spend so much of their personal time and money getting the materials they need, prepping the materials they need, copying, you know, printing, laminating, cutting over and over again. We did not want them to have to do any of that. And so we are providing for them 120 color cardstock, pre-laminated, hole-punched honoring cards. And then we've also provided in a book 60 complete math talks, as well as a teacher guide. And then, as you saw on the website, Larry, the demonstration manipulatives the teacher needs to model for her student, his or her students, so that they're learning the strategies and visually and tactile strategies for actually modeling out those numbers or those problems.
And I want to—you just said a cool word, tactile. And Hand of Mine is known for that, obviously, hand. To mind, manipulatives, all right? Okay, so obviously. But some people may not know that, but I know it, and you know it, Lindsay, all right? But my question is, and this is an interesting question, how important, and I have a feeling it might be more important than I've ever thought about, how important is a tactile feeling in mathematics? Okay, because math can always be abstract. Okay, but Hand of Mind are experts in tactile. Okay, you brought up something interesting, Liz. Speak on that.
Yes, it is extremely interesting, and I have to say this is a way that I was taught to teach from the very beginning, and I value it so much. You know, our goal, we provide the hands-on manipulatives, but we're always working to move from concrete, which is that tactile experience, to representational, which might be drawing out a similar model, to abstract, which is then that mental fluency. And, you know, even for students where maybe math comes really naturally, having experiences with all three steps of the concrete to representational to abstract, it's so important. Each of those elements is key to true math understanding. And then especially another big part of math fluency and Common Core standards and math just in today is math discourse. So being able to talk about and debate and justify your answers, because if that's part of really understanding, really knowing what you're doing. And so that tactile experience, the representational aspect of modeling in you know, transcribing that onto paper, and then also abstractly, once you're fluent, abstractly being able to think of that in your head and then talk about it, that's our ultimate goal. Because I know growing up, one thing that always made me very nervous was, you know, it's math and there's one right answer, right? There's one right answer, and I'm a creative thinker, so I like lots of ways. I like lots of ways to solve a problem, or lots of answers that that something could be. And typically, we haven't looked at math that way, or I know I didn't growing up. But you know, if you give students, if you start working with these number strings and engaging in math talks where you're talking about different ways students see numbers and problems. You're going to find that there's many ways to find the answer for 7 plus 8. And part of that is the visual and tactile aspect of using a number line or a rec and rec, because when you engage the, you know, the visual and the tactile, that opens up a whole new world for students to see those numbers in different ways.
Can you go, I know that, by the way, it's grades K to 5, everybody. All right, and I'm curious. Let's just take K or one, grade one. All right, if a teacher uses daily math fluency, will let's just take grade one. Will they start with tactile and work their way up to, I'll call it abstract? Okay, is that like in 1 year or is this a 5 year thing?
Well, this is something that's continual. So as they work through a number string, the teacher's going to pose a problem, like let's say 7 plus 8, okay? And then the students are going to think about how are they thinking about this number, what are they seeing? She may be modeling that herself up in front of the class with a number line or the demonstration rec and rec.
Cool.
And so you're doing this each day. And then you will mix and match different strategies that you are focusing on during those number strings. So one day you may be focusing on, or for a few days you may be focusing on a double strategy, you know, and then you may weave in a make 10 strategy. And same with using different manipulatives. That's part of that flexibility, right? We want students getting exposed to thinking about different strategies and different ways to model those, so that in their mind, it's just like exercising, right? Your body.
Yeah,
you
got
to work that
point.
Muscle.
Good point.
You really do. And so then once they're on their own and they're in this daily habit, in just 10 minutes or less a day, daily habit of practicing these number strings, when you have your math talks, you're going to pose a problem, let's say 7 plus 8, and what you'll start to see is that students are solving this problem in different ways, in ways they think work best for them or work best for the problem. I'll give an example in a second, but I also want to say another great thing about this is as a teacher, you can detect and correct. So you might start noticing, when I'm doing the number strings and I'm guiding the students along, they're catching on. But then when we have the math talks and I'm really trying to elicit different strategies for solving the same problem, my kids keep using the same two strategies, you know, and that tells you maybe you've gone over 4 or 5 strategies. You're going to see where they're most comfortable and where you need to work with them a little bit more. But so, for example, let's take 7 plus 8. So one student might see and say, well, I know 7 plus 7 equals 14, so that would mean 7 plus 8 would equal 15. So they're using a double strategy and adding one. You know, at some point in time, the teacher has probably modeled that with a rec and rec or other manipulative, but they will start to model that in their head because you're doing this every day. Another student might say, so you can get the 5 and the 5 out of the 7 and the 8, and then add 2 and 3, and it will make 15. And I'm telling you, Larry, the kids will blow you away when we allow them to think about math in a way that works for them, and we provide those strategies. Kids are incredibly creative thinkers, and they can solve these problems in many different ways. And then you can have a discussion about, okay, we had four different ways that some of our classmates saw the problem. What do we think for this specific equation might be, you know, might be the best one, or is there a best one? Do all of these work? You know, and as a teacher, that's, it's tough sometimes not to tell a student if they're doing it correctly, or this is the answer, or yes, that's right, because again, we had different experiences, but that's really what this is all about.
You know, it's interesting, and I think it's just wonderful, okay? And you just explained that beautifully, that, you know, people get to an answer in different ways. And back when I was in school, you only had one way to get there, all right? And that was drummed into you. But if you didn't work that way, like I didn't in math, okay, you just kept falling backwards, all right? Because the thinking wasn't the way your particular brain is organized, all right? I find this really fascinating, and that's what a math talk is the different strategies to get there.
Yeah, you know, the number string is a string of problems that all focus around a common strategy, and that's sort of like helping your kids warm up. You're doing that on the daily. The teacher's guiding them through talking about it. She's modeling it. She's taking down their input and the way they're seeing things. And then the transition is that the math talks is really you're putting a problem up as the teacher, and we provide all of this for them and for the teacher, and we provide examples of strategies that their kiddos probably are likely to come up with so that it's there for them. But the whole purpose of that math talk is once they've been exposed to multiple strategies and you've been working on that, is that the teacher's wanting to see what strategies are they using, getting into their heads and seeing how they're seeing the problem. So, you may get three, four different strategies all ending up at the same answer. And that's where you get a lot of insight into your students' math thinking.
That's really cool. I got to tell you, and you took it. I know this. I don't know whether you introduced it there, but you certainly took it to NCTM, National Council of Teachers of Mathematics. That conference was fairly recent. Okay, when you went to NCTM, and again, this is grades K through 5. A lot of the people there are secondary math teachers, but you had a chance to talk to the elementary math people. What was their reaction? What did they say?
Oh. The response has been so overwhelmingly positive, and it's just, you know, we obviously put a lot of time and effort into this. This was teacher-tested and created. We really wanted it to be authentic. So we know the importance of this, but it just feels so great to go, and that was really the start of our launch. This is not even, you know, on the shelves yet. It's going to start shipping in June, so we really are so excited. Yeah, we wanted to get the word out. You can pre-order now, and so that's why we wanted to sort of unveil it at NCTM and NCSM. And we did that in a couple of ways. We had it in the booth because, of course, we wanted people to get their hands on it and to really, like, be able to see it in action. And then we also had sessions where speakers went into a lot more detail and really about fluency and math fluency in general, and then also about, you know, how our product, Daily Math Fluency, solves for that issue in a way that's convenient and effective for teachers. And all we kept hearing overwhelmingly was, this is so needed. I can totally see myself just grabbing and going with this. It seemed like for them, it took the fear and the frustration out of fluency, out of this idea of fluency. It's sort of this looming big elephant in the room that teachers know is critical, and you don't know where to start, or you understand the philosophy, but you don't have the resources. And so that was really, and to me, I'm like, that's the best response you can hear. If this takes something that we know is important and it removes the fear and the frustration, that means your teachers are going to implement it. They're going to consistently be doing this in their classroom, and that's the only way to really build that fluency, is to consistently be practicing with those number strings and math talks.
It's really cool. And what I especially like about it, Lindsay, is that it's, we're in an age of educational technology, okay? But the hand to mind stuff is well thought out, but it's not, and I want to say this the right way, it's not this high tech stuff. This is stuff that you literally pull out of a box, okay, and that you handle and that you feel And instead of pushing buttons on a screen, this is, a manipulative type of product, all right? And I just love that in this day and age because it gets down to the nitty-gritty of what's going on. I think it's really cool. And the teachers must think it's cool, too, as you just said. It's got to be.
Oh, yeah, they are super excited. I mean, and nothing gets teachers more excited than color-printed cardstock that's already cut, laminated, hole punched, and on a ring. I mean, right, you know, right there. That's,
what more do you need?
Like, there's no reason you can't, even if you have zero experience with this, you can pick it up and implement it in your classroom the very next day.
Unbelievable. It's just great. And you wanted me to ask you this, and I'm going to. What's the other stuff you're working on besides daily math fluency? You got some stuff in your back pocket there.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff. We've had a couple of other big launches a little bit earlier in this year, starting back in like January and February. We launched Guided Math by Reagan Tunstall, and then we also launched STEM Bins by Brooke Brown. And but I think what I'm excited about with this daily math fluency is obviously this is 10 minutes a day, right? This is not your whole math block. But what we really try to focus on here is, like, what's our total solution? So maybe you have a huge Basel series, and you don't need anything else. You need this math fluency. We've got that. But what we also have are some oldies but goodies, but some also really new things that also work with this fluency. So that's we actually have Centers kits that are part of this fluency line, so that the actual daily math fluency is like 10 minutes whole group before you sort of split out and start doing the other elements of your math block. So we have centers that go along with this fluency for small group time in math. And this just launched in January, and it is on fire and receiving rave reviews all over the country. We have guided math kits. So, that's when you have a small group back at your table. You've done your fluency warm-up. You are calling small groups back to the table and really giving them hands-on, individualized, really targeted math instruction, meeting them where they're at. Talk about needing a resource. That is a lot of planning. It is extensive, and we have it for the teachers ready to go in a tote, in a kit. They don't have to cut. They don't have to laminate. So that's super exciting. And then, of course, if you're having your whole group fluency introduction and then you're pulling kids back to your small group table, what are the other kids doing, right? They can't be, running amok in the classroom. So, and I'm sure you've seen lots of these products, our versatiles. We have pop-up centers. And, of course, just favorite math manipulatives. Those are so perfect. And we also have brand new differentiated math centers. So those are some of my favorite products because you've got to be able to focus on the small group that you're working with. And if you don't have quality activities out at all the other stations, you're not going to be able to get anything done.
Yeah.
Versatiles people know us for versatiles. They are still relevant and amazing practice tools. Our differentiated math centers have three different levels of every single center in the kit already prepped for you, already sheltered or enhanced depending on where the students are in each of the three groups. And those come with hands-on manipulatives, So I think that's what we're most excited about. This fluency piece is kind of like this keystone element to kick off. Okay, you start your math block with a 10-minute warm-up with this fluency, but we have a solution for every other part of your math instruction. And not many companies can say that.
Not many companies can. And, Lynn, this is great to have you on again. And this is a terrific little product, I got to tell you. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. And it's just coming out. People have to know that. Handtomind.com, right?
Yep, just coming out. 180 activities fully prepped for under $200, and we start shipping in June. So get your orders in because it's going to be hot.
It already is hot. It's great stuff.
Yeah, it already
Lindsay,
is hot.
Thanks. Yeah, it already is hot.
Thank you.
Okay, I mean, really, they loved it at NCTM, and, it works. What can I tell you? Let's be honest, it works. Okay, grades K to 5. Okay, daily math fluency, everybody, from handtobindnumber2.com. Lindsay Petlak, you are wonderful as always. Thank you.
Thanks. You too, Larry. Good to chat again.
It absolutely was. You have a great day. Enjoy Illinois, okay? Enjoy
okay.
the spring.
Okay, all right. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, need I say more? Handtobind.com. It's called Daily Math Fluency, and it works. And it's simple. And in an age of ed tech, it's wonderful. You can actually feel it. I'm moving my hands like you can feel stuff. Okay? They put out good stuff. Check it out. Okay? And it was a rave at NCTM. Okay. We'll archive the show, education-talkradio.org. We'll tweet it out over at EduTalk Radio. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Free K-12 Education Talk Radio. Go over, check out ace-ed.org. Have a great day.